Administration is a critical component of an access control system, as it involves the management and maintenance of user accounts, roles, and permissions. Here are some key aspects of access administration. User account management. User provisioning. Create, modify, and delete user accounts as needed based on organizational changes. Account review. Periodically review user accounts to ensure they are still necessary and have the appropriate permissions. Password management. Enforce strong password policies, such as password complexity, expiration, and history requirements. Account lockout. Configure account lockout policies to protect against brute force attacks and other security threats. Role management. Role definition. Define and maintain roles based on the organization's structure and security requirements. Role assignment. Assign roles to users based on their job functions and responsibilities. Role review. Periodically review roles to ensure they are still needed and accurately reflect the organization's structure and security needs. Permission assignment. Assign permissions to roles and users based on their access needs and the organization's security policies. Permission review. Periodically review permissions to ensure they are still necessary and appropriate. Least privilege principle. Follow the least privilege principle by assigning only the permissions necessary for users to perform their duties. Audit and compliance. Audit logs. Monitor and review audit logs to track user activity, identify potential security incidents, and ensure compliance with access control policies. Compliance reporting. Generate reports to demonstrate compliance with relevant regulations and standards such as PCI DSS, HIPAA, or ISO 27001. By effectively managing access administration, organizations can ensure that their access control system remains secure, up-to-date, and compliant with relevant regulations and standards. Termination is an essential aspect of an access control system, as it ensures that users' access to resources is promptly revoked when it is no longer needed. Here are some reasons why access termination is important. Prevent unauthorized access. When a user leaves an organization or changes roles, their access to sensitive resources should be terminated immediately to prevent potential misuse or unauthorized access. If a former employee or contractor still has access to sensitive data or systems, they could potentially use this access for malicious purposes, such as data theft or sabotage. Ensure compliance. Many regulations and standards, such as GDPR, HIPAA, and ISO 27001, require organizations to promptly terminate access for users who no longer need it. By effectively managing access termination, organizations can demonstrate compliance with these regulations and avoid potential fines or legal issues. Improve security. Access termination can help improve overall security by reducing the number of active user accounts and the associated attack surface. Fewer active accounts mean fewer potential targets for attackers and less risk of unauthorized access. Enhance auditability. Access termination can improve auditability by providing a clear record of when and why access was revoked. This can help organizations identify potential security issues or policy violations and take appropriate corrective action. Save resources. Terminating unnecessary access can also help organizations save resources by reducing the need for unnecessary system resources such as storage space or computing power. This can lead to cost savings and improved system performance. In summary, access termination is an essential aspect of access control that helps ensure security, compliance, and resource efficiency. It is crucial for organizations to have a well-defined process for promptly terminating access when it is no longer needed.